What's the idea of Parsha Chodesh? We read Parsha Chodesh on Shabbos before Nisan. Why do we read this Parsha? What's the idea? What are we supposed to gain out of it? If you look at Rashi in Maseches Megillah, he says, Shisham Parshas HaPesach. There is the Parsha HaPesach. And the obvious question is why am I reading Chodesh, Parsha Chodesh, the mitzvah of Imekadesh the Chodesh, of the new moon, where two witnesses go to Beis Din and tell them what they saw, and then they set the month. Why am I reading that in order to get the idea of Parshas Pesach? If we want to learn about Pesach, the Torah talks about Pesach many, many, many times. Whether it's the Karban Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Nisim, we have so many different ways that we can talk about Parshas Pesach. Why are we doing it through the lens of the Parsha Chodesh? Rav Tzadik asks this question. He asks, why is Rashi focusing on the Parsha Pesach? So, we have to understand what the idea of the Chodesh is. What is Kiddush HaChodesh? It was the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael. Why did Hashem choose this mitzvah specifically of Kiddush HaChodesh to give Klal Yisrael when they were leaving Mitzrayim? In addition, Rashi and Chumash, right in the beginning, in the first pasuk, says that fundamentally, we should have put mitzvahs before the whole entire story of Bereshis, Adam, Avram, etc. Why, in fact, do we go and start with those stories as opposed to Parsha Chodesh? Rashi there explains, because we needed to know that Hashem created the world, so when the Goyim come against us, we say, hey, Hashem created the world, gave it to us, we're here, we're the purpose, Ayin Sham. But the fundamental principle that the Midrash brings over there, that the first mitzvah in the Torah should have been Parsha Chodesh. And the question is what's so critical, important, and deep for us to start out with this idea? If Rashi was just simply saying that we want to start off with mitzvahs, so there are many important mitzvahs that a person could start off with, could live with as the first mitzvah. Anechi Hashem Elokecha, mitzvah to believe in God, tzitzis, all the time, a constant loving Hashem, fearing Hashem. Could have been any of the sheish mitzvahs. Could have been tefillin, but tefillin is so important in a person's life. Kashrus, we can start out with so many mitzvahs. Why did the Midrash feel that Parsha Chodesh was the first one? Maybe you'll say it's because, well, that's what we got over there when we were leaving, but that was in the storyline. Here, as in, there was a critical point in the storyline for us to get that mitzvah. That's when we were becoming a nation. You could explain because then we needed to know the months. Once we were the months, then we could set up all the chagim. So that doesn't necessarily translate to when Hashem's giving us a first mitzvah, why it would be the Parsha Chodesh, the Kiddush HaChodesh. In fact, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, usually starts out with Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Rambam, you start out with believing in God. Why would we not start out with that? What's the critical importance of what the Parsha Chodesh is in our lives today? So if you go look, there's a famous Yerushalmi, this is quoted by many, that's clear that the Beis Din can change the reality of the entire world with Kiddush HaChodesh. It talks about a girl becoming 3 years old. And before a girl is 3 years old, her besulim grow back. And once she's 3 years old, if they're broken, they do not grow back. Yerushalmi explains that based off of when the Beis Din Mekadesh the Chodesh, at what point in time, will dictate her third birthday. So even though you think her third birthday regarding whether or not her besulim will or will not grow back should be defined by the day she's born till a certain timeline, Chazal tell us that really her besulim go by what Chazal say her age is. So if the Kiddush HaChodesh is preempted or pushed off, then her besulim will go back despite them being broken because Chazal said, okay, you're only 3 years old in another few days. So even though according to the days of the months, she technically, from she was born, this is the amount of time that she would be three. But if it got pushed off a few days, now they will still grow back, as Chazal said. What does that teach us? Explains the Chassam Sofer and many others that the innate reality we live in is affected by Chazal, by the Torah. And that's an unbelievable thing to think about. The Rishonim in Nida discussed this, the Rashba, Mishmer Sabayas, talks about how this is as well relevant to Vestas and other halachas in Hilchos Nida. So we see that Chazal, first of all, have the koyach, have the power through the Torah to change the world. Now, this is a very nice idea. How does that relate to me? I can't be mekadesh the chodesh. What am I supposed to learn? The fact that Beis Din could change some 3-year-old girl's reality or change a woman's vestus with the kiddush hachodesh. How am I supposed to live with that? What's the relevance of that in my life? The idea, I think, is very clear and very simple. It's based off what the Ramban says is the fundamental principle for kol ha-Torah kula, for kol ha-Torah smoshe. In the end of Parshas Bo, the Ramban says there's two things: open miracles and hidden miracles. And hidden miracles is clear in the Ramban, does not just mean that the world functions on Ratzon Hashem, that only that which Hashem wills it to be is. That's true and obvious. It's obvious that the whole entire understanding of the world is only that which Hashem wills is. Nature can't be Ratzon Hashem. And if you look in three places, he is clear. And in that Ramban itself, the end of Parshas Bo, that the whole entire idea of reality is that your actions matter. We look at the world and we see something called Chayk Nasim V'lo Yavor. Hashem gave a rule and that rule will abide. What the non-Jews call Mother Nature, the way of the world. Things happen. And the Jew understands, the Yid, the Yisrael, that that's not how the world works. The world works that when you do an action, it affects the upper worlds. And the Nefesh HaChaim says, and the Derech Hashem says, that the fundamental definition of a Tzelem Elokim, of a Jew versus a non-Jew, is that Hashem runs the world and things happen to the non-Jews. That not necessarily their actions are going to cause a ripple effect in the heavens. And then that comes back down. But Derech Hashem and Nefesh HaChaim both explain that when a Jew does an action, he is affecting not only himself in a spiritual sense, but the whole entire Bria, the whole entire Olam, the whole entire creation. There are many spiritual worlds, and his actions are going up to all the spiritual worlds. Then that creates different Hashpos, that creates different clocks turning, the inside of a clock, all different mechanisms turning, and then that creates an effect down here. Your actions affect the world, every single one of them. To the extent that Derech Hashem says, when you wash the tefillah daim in the morning, not only are you removing your own impurities from being a certain sense dead at night, having a connection to impurity, but you are being mekadesh, you are making holy, uplifting, affecting the whole entire world with Hashem's light in a positive sense. This is of the most powerful ideas in the whole entire Torah. It's so powerful that our actions affect the world around us, that our actions matter, that it was the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael. And the message was clear. The message was Klal Yisrael. You are a people who are going to bring light upon the world. You're Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. But that's not just in the way the world perceives you, which is important. It's much, much more than that. It's that your actions have a fundamental effect on the world that you live in. The Jew's actions are so much bigger, better, and more than himself. This means when you go do an Atilas Daim in the morning, when you think a positive or chashal negative thought, you are affecting the world. Say, I don't see that. How am I supposed to see that? Where do I see that? This is why it's the first mitzvah. We have to instill in ourselves this principle. The Torah, in a certain sense, should have started with this. That your actions can affect the world. Not only can they do. Fundamentally, every single action of a Jew affects all the upper spiritual worlds. And we look at the world and we think our actions down here, in a very physical sense, and the world leader's actions are what's affecting everything. And the answer is no. Ha'achodesh yeh lachem. That you affect everything. You are, in a certain sense, the runner of the world. That's why we're Tzelem Elokim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bayre Elamos, and the Kaviyachol could be Machrif's Elamos. He destroys the worlds. We have that Koyach to create and to destroy with our mitzvahs and averus. Every mitzvah you do brings more Hashpos, more positivity, more good things into the world. And every aver you do blocks Hashem out, when Hashem is kaviyachol less in the world, then his positive hashpahs are less in the world. We're always looking, striving, and going towards, going up, that we need to bring light in the world. This is the first mitzvah. When you wake up in the morning, say, Maidani, you wash your hands, realize you're making the world a better and more pure and holy place. Realize that every mitzvah you do is uplifting the world. This should empower you in the highest sense. Say, wow, my actions matter. Every mitzvah you do is bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu more in this world. Every action you do is infused with the power of godliness, of affecting the world. Never think for a second that your actions, small or big, are not very big. Every one of them is big. And this could be the understanding that your Zohar, mitzvah kala bebichamura, that a light mitzvah, like a very stringent mitzvah. Because every single mitzvah is affecting the world we live in. This is what the Ramban calls the yesod, the foundation, the principle of Teres Moshe. This is what we have to gain from Yetzias Mitzrayim, that the world doesn't work on a physical playing field. The world doesn't work in the way that we see. The world works in a much bigger sense. That's on the spiritual playing field. And who controls that playing field? Who's the all-star? The Jewish person is the one who runs that game. The one who runs the show. We are the ones who run the show. With our spiritual, positive, and light-bringing actions. So now, when you walk away from this, and when you hear the Parsha Chodesh, when you think about the Parsha Chodesh, you think, my actions are so great. I am great. I am big. I'm Mitzelem Elokim. I create the Hashgacha in the world. The world is based off of our positive and negative actions. To the extent the Gemara says that when there's Tzaras in the world amongst the non-Jews, we have to do tshuva. We have to make ourselves better. We have to grow. Because our actions are the ones that Hashem is putting the spotlight on. We are Banim Atem L'Hashem L'Kichem. We're the children. We're the ones that are controlling, in a certain sense, with our mitzvahs and averus, the world. That's how Hashem is based everything off of. And what do you do with this idea? You realize, wow, I can make a difference in this world. What I do not only can, but it does and will have ramifications in this world. So let's uplift all our actions. Let's take this idea, think about it. Once, twice, three times, four times, five times. And that should inspire you to do great things, to do bigger and better things than what you were going to do before. Realize that, okay, if I smile at somebody, I'm fixing the world. I'm affecting the holy, holy heavens and bringing more Shafa down here. And if I act not nicely as well, I'm covering God's light in this world. I'm creating negative things down here. You have the power. Make sure to use it right.